Page 44, Silver Falls Library District, vote for 3, director. First candidate, Michelle Sanguinetti, S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E-T-T-I. Occupation, revenue coordinator, Blue Communications. Occupational background, River Gold Elementary Book Fair Chair, 7 years. Assistant librarian, El Dorado County Library, South Lake Tahoe, California. Educational background, B.A. History and Spanish, Santa Clara University. Prior governmental experience, none. Promoting library services and what libraries can do is increasingly important, and I would be honored to serve as a director for the Silver Falls Library District. I am passionate about child literacy and served for 7 years as the book fair chair for my children's elementary school. During my time as the book fair lady, my nickname at River Gold Elementary, I organized a team of over 30 volunteers, and we successfully purchased hundreds of books for the library and classrooms, raised thousands of dollars for the school library, fostered excitement for reading with children by hosting book story hours, writing workshops, and writing contests. Relevant work experience includes working as an assistant librarian for the South Lake Tahoe Library in 1986 and 87, where I worked in circulation, book repair, and reference. If given the opportunity, I promise to support our wonderful local library, however needed, paying special attention to literacy. Thank you. This information is furnished by Michelle Sanguinetti and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Continuing on page 44, second candidate for director, Megan Smith, S-M-I-T-H, occupation, social service administration, nonprofit boards, quilter. Occupational background, social services, nonprofits. Educational background, Portland State University, B.S., Spanish and political science. Prior governmental experience, none. We have a responsibility to ensure our public library remains a vital and relevant hub for civic engagement and accessible to every person in our community. Libraries should always be a place for learning, enrichment, and the healthy exchange of ideas that expand our perspective. I'm impressed with the programming and community outreach of the Silver Falls Library, from inclusive summer reading programs to writers' workshops and from monthly book discussions to language learning classes. As a member of the board, I will ensure the library district is financially sound and mission-driven so that it continues to offer essential opportunities for knowledge and expression in a growing and diverse community. This information, furnished by Megan Smith, and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 45, another candidate for Silver Falls Library District Director, vote for 3, Nancy M. Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Occupation, English teacher. Occupational background, 30 years as a high school teacher. Educational background, PSU, master's degree in curriculum and instruction. Prior governmental experience, none. My children grew up in this community with weekly trips to the library. The building and its caretakers became as familiar as their own home and friends. Every member of the Silverton community deserves to have such a relationship with our library. I believe that the library, a visible symbol of how we nurture and respect one another and our neighborhoods, is the cornerstone of a community. With the endless information available at our fingertips via the internet, some may question the necessity of libraries in today's world. Norwegian writer and law professor John Bing offers this analogy. Quote, "To ask why we need libraries at all when there is so much information available elsewhere is about as sensible as asking if road maps are necessary now that there are so many roads." American Libraries Magazine, May 28, 2009. Serving as a steward of our public library, our roadmap to information would be an honor and privilege for me, as well as a means of giving back to the organization that's meant so much to my family. Our community deserves a well-cared-for public library, a place of information, resources, and refuge. This information furnished by Nancy M. Miller and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Here's the message on page 45. Oregon's county clerks perform post-election reviews after every election that includes a federal or statewide contest.